AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Moments like seeing my son's team cheer him on mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that has spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
You ever get the feeling the city walls closing in, the concrete jungle suffocating your soul? You crave wide open spaces, the chance to connect with nature, maybe chase some elk, fish a private stream. Well, listen up. There's a whole world out there, and finding your own piece of it just got easier. Head over to land.com. They've got ranches, forest, mountains, you name it. Search by acreage, location, the kind of hunting or fishing you dream of. Land.com. It's where the adventure begins.
Big Bang and DJ Scream bring you Big Facts, the hottest podcast in the streets. Visit the new website today, www.bigfactspod.com.
Live for First Class Sounds, you know who it is. DJ Scream is here. Big Bank is here. Baby Jade is here. Special guest back in the building. This is not actually a guest. It's family. Young Dro is here.
Big Facts.
What's up, Dro? How you feeling, man?
Pretty good, man. How you doing yourself?
I'm well, man. Fresh per usual.
Yeah,
man. You know what I'm saying? We would expect nothing less.
Okay, cool.
You have on the salamander sandals?
Actually, these are lizards.
You're going with the lizards today, man. Listen, today, man, I feel like we need to have a conversation to get to know the real Young Dro. I mean, you do a lot of, you've done interviews and, you know, you have conversations and stuff like that. But let's just have a family conversation. So the first thing I'm going to bring up is like, where did it start for you? Even before you was Young Dro and you was rapping, where did it start for Dro? Who were you before Dro? What was your name? What was you on?
What crunk up DaJuan?
I think in middle school, when I first had me at Crisscross.
Yeah, you was friends with
Chris Mills.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah, he's sitting like right in front of me.
So you wore your pants and stuff backwards too, like?
Yeah, homie. I went on and did the backwards thing. Okay. You know what I'm saying? It was like my first time being. I was already introduced to music like through my grandmama, like in the choir and stuff like that. I might sing
like in church and shit.
Church, you know, she gave me this song to sing, and I fell
through.
Cause
you sing too. A lot of people don't know that.
Yeah. I do a little harmonizing, you know. I do a little something.
Okay.
Yeah. So it started back then, and it was I think I was in a group. I was in a group called LHD. Yeah. It was Leroy Harrell and DaJuan.
What year was this?
Like a century. Nah, I think I was in the sixth grade. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I was in the sixth grade, and once I seen how Chris Crosshead was doing it, I was like, oh man, let's form this group. And my name is Dwan, so I went with D1. Mm. And I got it cut in the back of my head. I had finger waves and stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? So that's where it really started. So it started in church, singing with my grandmama. And she was like, baby, if you sing, I'm gonna get you like a gold cap. You know, so I got one gold cap, then I sung another song, I got another one.
And a gold cap is a tooth.
Yeah.
Yes.
Gold teeth, like the little cap you put on. Yeah. And by the time I got through singing, I had like a mouthful of them. And then I was like, I want a permanent one now. Then, you know, mm-hmm. It went on from there.
How did it evolve into, was your first deal with Raheem, The Dream?
Yeah.
Tight to Death? Tight for Life?
Tight for Life,
yeah.
I was at the Bounce. They had Talented Wednesdays. Mm-hmm. My cousin had this, he had a show. My cousin Screed, he had a show. He was like, man, I'm going to let you come up on my set, man. And, you know, you can get off all your little verses, your little song or whatever. He said, but you ain't got that long. So when I got out there and started rapping, I think I went over the time. And when I went over the time, everybody who was with me, they were just laughing. They were like, bro, it's over. You feel me? I just kept rapping. Mm-hmm. I had on some green slacks and like a vest, a polo vest with a shirt coming up out of it. You know what I mean? I was in there. And so Raheem saw me that day. He was like, who was that just was on the mic? And then from then on, right here, Simon.
And it was you and Fabo?
Me, Fabo, Drama.
Yeah, left, right.
Drama, Fabo, Tommy Gunn. It was a couple of us.
So what type of music you were doing in the beginning?
In the beginning, gospel. Then it went to like trap, like trap music, like rapping, like, you know what I'm saying, about stuff we seen in the projects and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Were you always fresh back then?
Yes.
You were? Okay.
I really had a...
Was polo your first choice? Were you ever Nautica and Hilfiger?
Yeah, I went Nautica. We used to rock Tommy until we heard that Tommy didn't like black people.
Right, right.
And you just seen us throwing our stuff all out the car and out the window.
Yeah, me too.
Because we used to wear the Tommy Hill with the polo skip, the polo moccasin. Mm-hmm. And then
nigga used to kick the linen with the Maris. Like, yeah. You know what I'm saying? He really was like all of that back then, like back in the day. Mm-hmm.
That's how we used to come across.
What you miss most about that era of Atlanta? Like, just then, what you miss most about it?
I miss the gatherings, like the project gatherings, yeah. And like the spots you could pull up at and everybody be outside without getting really
the days, yeah, and you know what I'm saying,
without it being shot up like that. You could just really have everybody could be outside without 16 people getting killed, you know what I'm saying?
Shit, we could have Freaknik.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Without too many casualties or maybe no casualties back then, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. People want to know, like, what Drew been? Where you been?
I just been multitasking, rapping, being the daddy to my little children. I mean, just be, you know, it's a lot of things that I have been, like,
no, it's like you pop up every couple years with a hit. Like,
and you just had one.
The talent is undeniable. What is it that's getting in your way to keep the consistency, like,
well,
every month? We see Dro everywhere.
You just had TikTok and it was out of here. Then you just got quiet.
Well, we forget, like, I was introduced to drugs, like, through, like, peers. And when we introduce to these drugs, we don't have an idea that it could really spaz out.
That there's power. You know what I'm
saying? It'd be just one night of fun. Hey, everybody having fun. You don't pop the perk. You don't take the ecstasy. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And you'd be like, okay, it's everybody out. It's happy. We're having a good time. But like, it becomes a habit. Mm-hmm. And once it becomes a habit, you get to feeding that monster and it gets bigger. Mm-hmm. And the talent becomes secondary because you're mostly into drugs at that point.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I indulged, and, you know, by the grace of God, I was able to, you know, make it through and keep myself up. And, you know, but actually the business part, it kind of like went left. You know, sometimes I'd be available, sometimes I won't. Mm. But when it most counted, I wasn't available.
So, you know, everybody in this room got a lot of genuine love for you. Like, not just talking because we on TV and shit.
Yeah. Correct.
Where are you at with that now?
I went to the rehab like a year ago.
Okay.
So I've been straight for since then.
So you ain't.
I flew to L.A.
You ain't indulged in nothing for a year? You're a year clean?
Yeah.
Okay.
Congratulations, my brother. Like, congratulations, man.
Yeah, we're happy about that. But, like, how was that process, like, initially for you? Like, was it hard starting that? Or were you able to just kind of, like, understand this is what I need to do? Or was it, like, an adjustment and, like, some real shit you had to go through to finally get to the point where, like, okay, I have to stick with this so that I can be better for myself and my kids?
Yeah, both. I think, well, for my health, you know what I mean?
Right.
I was to a point where, like, I was still dabbling a little bit and wasn't doing exactly what I used to do. Mm-hmm. And then I saw myself about to go back that route, you know what I mean? Then I was like, well, let me just take this flight. So I bought a ticket to L.A. And, like, right, I could see the Hollywood sign. Like, they had us, like, in dead smack in the middle of Hollywood.
Mm.
And it was a good thing. You know what I mean? I flew out there.
I think that shit be denial. You know what I'm saying? Nigga think they can handle that shit when they own it. You know what I'm saying?
Mm.
Like, shit, I'm good.
Mm.
Until you have to really hit rock bottom to say you ain't good.
Yeah. That's exactly what it did, because you know my dad he's fighting his addiction also, and
so it's hereditary.
Yeah. So that's what I wanted to touch on, because once you look at that family tree, and everybody in my family had an addiction problem. Mm. From my grandmama had like 7 kids.
Mm.
6 of them did it, and like five of them is dead off of it.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Like, really was using, and like, it's only my mom and my auntie left. Mm. So, and my dad is in his addiction, and also my daughter has started to use.
Mm.
And she's just like, it's really bad. So I offered to go with my daughter, you know, she's 19. Really? Yeah. And I offered, but she's so out, you know what I mean? Out of it right now.
Mm.
She's indulging it right now, and it's heavy. So I was like, well, for the sake of my kid, you know what I mean?
Right.
I offered to go with her, but she spazzed out. So I went on and went so I could be strong for her. You
right,
know what I mean?
Right.
So, yeah. So when I went, it was a lot of stuff that I didn't know about addiction, about why I started, you know what I mean? And where it came from, the root, the origin of it.
Mm.
And why was I using the way I was using it? And I was just running from something that I had been facing since a child.
Yeah.
Do you think you have a clearer mind now in the studio with your music? Are you happier with your music now without the substances, or what's your thought on that? You keep it real. I mean, like, what's your thought now musically?
It's kind of hard, because when I was getting high, under the influence, I could just fly through 10 songs.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Like, you know, me and Zaytoven is working on this project. It's called Recovery, but you know, the last project we did was Hellcat, and I did it in a day.
Mm.
So when I got out and I was telling him that we was going to work or whatever, I was like, I'm not the same person that you saw the first time. So I was like, it's going to take a little while, you know, and just bear with me. You know, it's still the same kind of music, but it takes a minute. You know what I mean? It's actually a better trip. You know what I mean? The journey is better.
Mm.
You know, the studio times are more cleaner, you know. My girl don't got to worry about crazy stuff, like getting those calls, like, well, draw a piss spaz, and, you know, he's smoking all in the studio, and he's just bringing all these people in here.
Mm.
So it's just, it's a better feeling now.
What type of relationship you feel like got hurt in the process of you going through your, you know what I'm saying?
A lot of relationships. Well, I just wore people out. You know, it was a lot of people fighting for me, like, you know, when you see how I was turning out, you're like, well, I just can't keep standing up for you, Dro. You know, I'm telling these people you're talented, I'm telling you. And then one minute you straight, then next minute you black out. You know what I mean? So I burnt a lot of stuff. I burnt a lot of people out. You know what I mean? As far as Atlantic Records, E1, you know what I mean? Like, they was giving me a lot of chances. And the talent kind of prevailed through. But the person wasn't good. You know what I'm saying? That's why when you heard those hits and I would disappear, they would give me the benefit of the doubt of putting it out and, you know, giving me advances and stuff. Like, now I would make good money, but I wouldn't be focused, you know what I mean, in order to maintain the stardom that I was receiving.
So, like, now that you're in a better space, some of those relationships that were damaged when you were under the influence, have you had a chance to reach back out to those people and kind of, like, try to make amends about the previous situation?
It ain't time.
No.
You got
to
show.
I have to show. Yeah. Mm. I would love to reach out, but it'll kind of be like boasting. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And so I would rather show them, you know what I mean, and hope that they see. And if they don't, then so be it. You know, I'll just continue my
journey. Be okay with that because, you know, like, it was a situation that was out of your control.
Yeah.
But you don't hold no resentment because you knew it was all on you.
Yeah, it was all on me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And that person is not around anymore.
Thanks.
Yeah. I'm proud of you, man.
Thank you.
I'm proud of you, man.
You look good, King.
Hell yeah. Man, everything.
Thank you, guys. Y'all making me blush. I'm dark.
So what's next for Joel? So now that you got a clear mind to clearly see and to clearly think, like, what are your aspirations now, currently, and moving forward?
Self and family right now, because I let a lot of my family members see some stuff that wasn't supposed to be seen. I have a son now, and my daughters, they have gotten older, and it's all about rebuilding what God gave me, and then stepping into, you know, outside of that, you know what I mean? Like, but what God gave me is my family, my daughters, and, you know, my girl, you know, my mom, and, you know, just rebuilding that. And once I'm good with my house, I can go outside.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
That's what it is. So what's some of this, like, activities you just do maybe to just keep your mind off the bullshit? Like,
No social media. I haven't been on social media for, like, at least 6 months.
I know you're happy, man. Yeah. I'll be wanting to get off mine.
No form, like, no anything.
Yeah.
Just, I look at TV and that's it. And
do you do any activities?
Like, yeah, I work out. I wake up at, like, 7. 6, take my son to school and go work out. Mm-hmm. And then that kind of like, I'd be tired as much after that. So. And then, you know, and I stay on the road, you know what I mean? And that's just my regimen for right now. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Working out, no social media, in the studio.
Do you travel at all or like?
Yeah.
Do you vacation or anything?
Go to, been in Hawaii and Puerto Rico and, you know, just, yeah, with the family. Okay. Taking them out and letting them get to know the real dad and the real DeJuan.
Okay. I know music like your first love and your passion, but you ever thought about like going into movies, TV, acting or whatever?
I always get approached with comedy and, you know, being in movies.
Because
you are
hilarious. I gotta give it to you. Like, you're funny as hell. Like,
but it was all about the focus, you know what I mean? You know, all these things was, you know, in the making or whatever, but I never was focused to actually sit down and do the work. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And I wouldn't want to jump into bed with, you know, with that and not prepare. So right now, yeah, I would like to look forward to doing stuff like that.
AT&T connects and ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. Take a pause from your to-do list with the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as life continues to fly by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between award-winning mattress brand Leesa and home design favorite West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is the culmination of these two companies' shared values: premium materials, meticulous craftsmanship, and sustainable practices. Made with natural latex, responsibly sourced natural wool, and environmentally safe foams, the Natural Hybrid elevates your sleep sanctuary. Indulges your senses and supports a greener tomorrow. Plus, when you purchase the Natural Hybrid, you're also helping fuel Leesa's work with shelters and those in need. Since 2015, Leesa has donated more than 40,000 mattresses to ensure children and families have a safe place to sleep. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Leesa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit Leesa.com/iHeart. That's Leesa.com/iHeart.
Moments like my daughter telling me a new joke mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that is spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR positive HER2 negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
So it's a lot of young artists that's probably in the space you was in or gonna go through the similar journey that you did. Like, what would you say to them? Like, if they're partaking in the same substances that you did, or maybe more so?
Therapy, man. I think, you know, somebody to talk to, an outlet, you know, because the black men, we tuck it down, we tuck it in, and we can have a drink or something, you know, or we'll drink this and smoke that, and then, you know, you could go through your problems like that. That's totally a lie, you know. It's some stuff that needs to be brought out of you that you need to be aware of. You know, some of it is family orientated, you know, and the people and places, you know what I mean? Like, we all, you know, a person will pass you a blunt or pass you a pill, but they won't tell you that actually this can ruin your family, or, you know, this can actually take you out, bro. You can get the wrong pill and it can kill you. You know what I mean? So I would tell them, you know, like, whatever you're going through, find somebody to talk to, you know, because just like us sitting here talking, this is therapy for me. Right. You know what I mean? Like, being able to. So when I walk outside, I'm like, well, you know, it was like a breath of fresh air. It was like a deep breath. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm able to breathe now. I talked about it. And instead of having boggled up and then trying to deal with it and then go somewhere and then taking a drink or taking a pill, trying to keep smashing it down in the inside, and all of a sudden it erupts, you know? So I would say, if you could find an outlet or somebody to talk to, you know what I'm saying, that would be the best thing for you to do. You know, the best thing I could have did was spent my money on going to Cali and getting that help and figuring out that I actually had trauma as a kid, because I've been shot. You know, my mom's been shot 5 times. My dad's on drugs. And it's a lot of this stuff you don't talk about. And you think you're okay, but you're not. You know what I mean?
Because, see, correct me if I'm wrong, I feel like a lot of people that, like, abuse substances and that do drugs and stuff like that are using that drug as an escape from, you know, everything that they're going through. But they don't understand that that escape is trapping them even further into like all of the shit that's going on around them.
Mm-hmm. If you could say one person that just like never gave up on your road out with you, who would that be?
Tip would, he wouldn't, he would always be like, you know, bro, you got to get your shit together, bro. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. You know, and people wouldn't see it. You know what I mean? Because mm-hmm. I think a lot of times he would hide it. You know what I'm saying? Like if you wouldn't mention me in a lot of places, because, you know, the light would be on me then. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And most of all, God wouldn't give up on me.
Facts.
You know? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. How's your relationship with Tip now?
It's kind of rocky, but it's cool. You know what I mean? Because I had an episode the last time we was together, he was kind of pissed at it. You know what I'm saying? And that's when I went on and went to the, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. It was just time, you know? And just repeating that and repeating it, it kind of burns out a person. You know what I mean? We'll forever be family, you know what I mean? And until I man up and straighten up my life, I don't think, you know, I should be trying to come around, and you know what I'm saying, because it's kind of embarrassing almost. You know, it's sad and embarrassing to, you know, have a strong person, you know, not showing that they're strong. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So you go get yourself together, and you know, you can make it. You can make anything happen.
Yeah. So as far as the music scene in Atlanta. Do you feel like you personally get the credit that you deserve for developing the futuristic sound?
Nah, I don't think so.
I don't think so either.
Nah, I mean, well, and then like, it's cool, you know what I mean? People don't give Jesus the credit for what he do, but you know what I'm saying?
Fact.
Who am I?
Fact.
But I kind of like, I roll with the punches, you know. I know in my head and my heart, you know what I've contributed to the culture.
You know
what I mean? And I know what the culture contributed to me. You know what I mean? And once you're good with that, you're just good with that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You just can't go everywhere like, I brought that out. I started it, bro. You feel me?
Make you look better.
Yeah, make you look better.
Like the mad rap nigga or some shit.
Yeah.
Who's some of the like new young niggas that you fucking with that you feel like keeping the torch going, the vibe of Young Dro being able to rap, having bars and all that type of shit? Like, who's some of the people you think going for it?
It goes without saying, like, Lil Baby.
For sure, yeah.
I can actually see that, you know, I can see myself like that, mm-hmm. you know what I mean? Future, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It's people that I know, like, because Oakland City up the street,
right.
You know what I'm saying? Future,
right.
Future used to be rock. So you know what I mean? And, you know, it's good to see it. It's very good to see it. And Thug, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
We all come from, you know, the same realm. And it's good to see the young cats doing what they do.
Mm. Why you think, like, some Atlanta artists, though, are just... Well, let's flashback. We all remember the Andre 3000, the South Got Something to Say shit, and Atlanta been running shit for years and decades and decades and decades. Why you think it is that the South still hasn't completely gotten their like industry credit and all that type of shit?
I think because we're in the South.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
And the rest of it is run elsewhere.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
I think we got it. I think they just trying to hold on to what they did. Different coasts and different states. But they knowing Atlanta got this shit.
Right.
South got it. They know.
Yeah.
But overall, forever, we've had it longer than everybody.
But what I'm saying,
at what point do we just say, it's like, at a certain point, whatever you feel like, it's us.
But what you want them to do?
Just give it to us.
They done gave it. Why they ain't gave it?
We took it.
That's what I'm saying. But how you feel like they ain't trying to release it?
We got it.
Exactly.
That's what I'm saying. We got it. But sometimes it's like you want to hear them say, you got it.
Yeah.
See what I'm saying?
I get what you're saying, yeah.
It's still like, nah, I'm telling you. So-and-so and so-and-so and so-and-so. That's cool. We got love for everybody. But so-and-so and so-and-so sound like they from Atlanta.
I seen a goddamn, somebody, I think New Face posted a picture with like Andre 3000 and Big Boy with the coach, and they had all the Atlanta rapper.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't even know it was that many niggas.
We don't rent it since 90 whatever, you know, we don't rent it.
Ain't nobody can't fuck with the city, bro.
But especially like the last like 10, 15 years, like there's nobody fucking with us, period, at all.
Nah, a dub, really, if you want to go. Yeah, a dub. A yeah. dub.
Who motivates you though?
Well, the guys I just named, seriously, where Future really motivates me. I think I did a mixtape and it just had like six or eight Future songs that I just remixed and did myself. Mm. Thug, Matt, like Gunna, Onfunk, Keed, a lot of
smash that Pushing P song.
Yeah, you know, and I would have used all P's.
Yeah. And all soliloquies.
Yeah, yeah. I did that, you know what I mean? Yeah. So if I think we win because of unity too. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? It ain't never for one of us to see each other and go straight in, and you know, it's a lot going on in the city, but when it's time to come together, we do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, without any politics or mm-hmm. any extra like red tape or no shit like that.
What's your live show looking like?
My live show like an Adderall. that thing go. You know what I mean? I mean, like, that's one of the things that I really, really like to do. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, when I tell a person, when they be like, well, it's like I don't consider myself as having a job because I really love what I do. Mm-hmm. So when I'm out at a live show, my voice get a chance to be heard differently mm-hmm. than it does on an MP3 player, you know what I mean, or coming through your speaker. Mm-hmm. Like, you can actually see the veins in my neck and, you know, see me giving off energy that I've been holding in, waiting mm-hmm. to get to that city.
So has your live show changed at all now that you are completely, like, not under the influence of anything? Because, you know, a lot of people say that, you know, the drugs help them like go crazy on the stage and help them perform and last longer. And you know what I'm saying? All that kind of shit. So now that you're free, like is there a difference or no?
Yeah. When I got out of rehab, I came straight to Birthday Bash. I was scared. Like, I was like, well, I was like, I usually feel like this, or if I'm at a show, man, let me get a couple of perks. I'm going to be going, you feel me? And then next thing, no, I got out, and then I had a Red Bull in my hand. I was like, well, this is weird. You know what I mean? and then when I got through, nobody was around handing me nothing. You know what I mean? I had a sober guy with me, a sponsor, you know what I'm saying? He was standing, my boy Danny was standing with me, and he was like, you got it. I was like, I hope so. But actually, it came out good, you know what I mean? And,
okay.
And now, you know, you just change the rider, you know what I'm saying? And if my road manager want to, you know, have him, you know, indulge or whatever, they could do that. But in my ice and water and Red Bull or something like an energy drink.
You feel like like at this moment you're trying to build trust back up for somebody to be able to offer you to come on a tour or something, to actually know that you'll show up and shit. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm.
I want to build up trust in myself.
For your own shows and shit too. Yeah.
So when I was like, because if I can't show myself, I most definitely can't show you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so right. I'm like, okay, so get it right in my own head, and then I hope you're watching.
Yeah,
you know what right. I mean. That's what I rely on. I hope you're watching more than me coming to you, explaining you that. Oh, I'm clean. Right. Oh,
mm-hmm. I'm not for sure.
I'm sure. So I just let it show through the work.
Yeah, actions speak louder.
Yeah, I usually be on time. You know what I mean. So mm-hmm. I try to be straight up and down, you know what I mean? So I can actually gain that back. But like, one thing that's in my head that I'm sure of, like what God got for me, nobody could take it. Like, and whenever it's ready, you know, it'll still be there. You know what I mean? So once you get it right with God and yourself, everything comes after that in 10-time fold. Once you sacrifice giving that up, you know, it's like God has something like behind his back. And then he's asking me for what's in my hand, you know, and if I give it to him, he gives me, you know what I mean? So I'm waiting on my trade out right now.
Facts.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think the biggest part is, you know, sometimes we be focusing on, like, I got to forgive others. Most of the time we have to forgive ourselves.
Look inside yourself.
Because sometimes you'll be down on yourself so hard from the thing that you done put yourself through, you can never come through that shit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And that's what I was fighting with that for a long time, Bank. Like, trying to figure out how to please the people, you know what right. I mean? Like, oh, I'm gonna look like this for this. When this person come around, I'm gonna look like this. And actually, once you do it genuinely, they'll see it. You know, because they're watching. They'll be able to tell you if you did something fucked up. Mm-hmm. So you should be able to tell me if I'm doing the right thing.
Nah, for real.
Yeah.
You think the fans forget sometimes that people are human, because it's like they just want Drove for what they want Drove for. You know what I mean? And they forget that you're a whole human with a whole family and feelings and all that stuff. And is that one of the reasons you jumped off social media?
Yeah, I jumped off social media because I didn't think it was a problem until I, you know, the attention and the gratification from people. You know what I mean? Like, you be trying to figure out, well, you be looking at other people live these lives, and I be like, well, he's still smoking, and he's still, why he ain't going through? I'm like, well, he wasn't as worse as you are. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And you know, I try to make my life line up with another person's life. Mm. You know what I'm saying? I see everybody out having, like, well, God, you know why? Why I gotta be so, why you gotta be so hard on me? Because God be on me, like, you gonna get it right or I'm not blessing you anymore. Mm. And I'd be like, well, why? But this guy's, he has 300 women and, you know, he's smoking a pound of weed. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Why he ain't like, they like, because, and I think because a lot of time, I have favor too with God, you know, because I supposed to have been gone. Mm. You know what I mean? I supposed to have been gone.
And it's all in your prayers, what you done told God too.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You ain't following suit.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what it is.
Yeah. And then it be your life, like, nobody else has your problems. These are my problems, you know. Right. And what I got to do to get out of this has nothing to do with you.
Mm. Yeah. Okay, so I don't know if you, like, ever talked about this in an interview or whatever, but back, I don't remember how long ago, I think it was maybe like a year, possibly two ago, you had a situation with some banana pudding, right?
Yeah.
And it was blown out of proportion, like, you know, it made to be like such a big deal to the point where, if I'm not mistaken, like, law enforcement had to get involved and it was like this whole big thing. But I want to know, like, what actually happened with that shit? Because they made it seem like it was just some of the most unbelievable shit, and it didn't even make sense, like, the way they were explaining it.
It was...
And they, I mean, the media people or whatever.
Yeah, it was 4th of July. Mm-hmm. Me and my baby mom, you know, we was having a cookout with the kids, and mm-hmm. it was, we, you know, and the banana pudding was just very good. So we was at, we got into this argument.
Yeah.
And, you know, when we was arguing, we kind of like let it go because the kids was around. And then we both was at the refrigerator.
And it kind of caught
and
back up.
I was
a bit.
Grabbing the banana pudding and I was like, and you know, I think I was agitated coming down off something. And I was like, oh, and what was that shit you were talking about earlier? And so we arguing. So when we arguing, you know, I had, you know, I'm getting mine and she was getting hers. So we ended up letting it flow outside. So we arguing. So when we got outside, you know, my ego got in the way. I went to yelling and, you know, and everybody was outside. So she threw it. When she threw it, though, it kind of like hit like right here. So I kind of like ate mine. You know what I'm saying? And then when I threw it, it got right here.
Yeah, like all over there. Right.
Yeah.
You know,
and the neighbor saw it. And the neighbor called the cops. And when the cops came, my baby mom was looking. She was like, I ain't called the police or nothing like that, but, you know, he was like, what's in your hair? And then she was like, well, he hit me with the banana pudding. Oh, yeah. And he was like, oh, put your hand behind your back. I was like, so what you going to charge me with? Throwing banana pudding? So he was like, so should we sit in the back of the police car? She was like, I'm trying to find out, trying to find a charge. You know, like, I was like,
serious?
Yeah, this on a simple battery.
Banana pudding gets you battery. Yes.
If you could throw a water bottle, we could throw a simple battery. Some
but
bullshit.
I totally deserved it because of the verbal abuse that I caused, like that I said in front of the kids. Like,
and that goes back to accountability being key. Like,
it could be like verbal abuse can also be worse than physical abuse.
Facts.
If you know what I mean. So it wasn't like I didn't deserve what I got. You know, and when I went to Wright Street, I was down there, and it was just, you know the Scared Straight program.
Yeah,
it's a sheriff down there that's cool with us. She was like, "Dro, can you come and talk to the kids?" I was like, "With a banana pudding charge." I was like, "You know what? Bring them on." So they came in. They was like, they was like, she was like, y'all know who this is? And they was like, nah. She was like, this Young Dro. And then they was like, what you charged with? I was like, well, throwing some banana pudding, and they just bust out laughing. I was like, you know, but I said, but you know, the key is anything can land you in here. Mm. I was like, keep your hands to yourself. You know, yeah, this ain't nothing, like, you know what I mean? Like, this ain't nothing to be looked over, because this can escalate into something serious.
Things, right.
It's embarrassing, you know what I mean? But even in my moment of shame, I still put myself out there for the kids to see.
Right, right.
And, you know, and when they went home, they probably looked it up and was like, oh, we just saw dude. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, yeah, I use that to my advantage.
Okay.
Yeah.
I've always wanted to know that. I'm glad we were able
clarity
to get to the
bottom
of it.
Clarity on the banana pudding controversy on Big Facts.
AT&T Connects and Ode to Podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. Take a pause from your to-do list with the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as life continues to fly by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between award-winning mattress brand Leesa and home design favorite West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is the culmination of these two companies' shared values: premium materials, meticulous craftsmanship, and sustainable practices. Made with natural latex, responsibly sourced natural wool, and environmentally safe foams, the Natural Hybrid elevates your sleep sanctuary. Indulges your senses and supports a greener tomorrow. Plus, when you purchase the Natural Hybrid, you're also helping fuel Leesa's work with shelters and those in need. Since 2015, Leesa has donated more than 40,000 mattresses to ensure children and families have a safe place to sleep. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Leesa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit leesa.com/iHeart. That's leesa.com/iHeart.
Moments like my daughter telling me a new joke mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that is spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
Man, when you look at modern day fashion, how do you feel about it? Do you feel like, oh, it's dope, I like it, I like a lot of what's going on? Or do you look at it like some people just be reaching just to be different? Or how you look at fashion though?
I like fashion to the point where
But I mean currently when you see it now.
Yeah, it's still fashion. Mm. It's like the weirder it gets, the more I'm interested. You know what I mean? I've always been a risk taker with an outfit. You know what I mean? As far as colors go and stuff like that. But when I see fashion today, it's dope. You know what I mean? Especially Gunna. Like, you know, I see how he, you know, he got it in the headlock. A lot of people play, but how to be having that shit on. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Regardless of what somebody's talking about. And I've heard those saying, oh, well, only Joe can pull that off. You know what I mean? And you know, I can see where it's going. You know what I mean? It's pretty dope.
How a nigga go get fresh if he ain't having no money? Like, if he can't go to Neiman's and Saks and all that, what would you tell a young nigga? Some little tips on getting fresh.
I mean, it's got to be, you got to have that, you got to have a body for it. You know what I'm saying? Like, I wouldn't say, like, because I used to take hand-me-downs, bro, and make them look good.
You told me that before.
You just got to, it's about the mindset, you know what I mean? Well, you know, and how much time you put into it. Like, when you come on my house and it's a big event, like last night, this was laid out on the bed. You know what I mean? And I tried it on, and I was like, nah, this ain't gonna look good. You know, it changed the belt, you know what I'm saying? But you wouldn't see that. And then when I come out, you'd be like, boy, you dead, friend. I'm like, you know how hard I worked for this shit. You know what I'm saying? So, I think fashion is always, you know, exciting.
Could Young Dro walk in Marshalls and come out fresh? Could Young Dro walk in Walmart and come out fresh?
Marshalls be having designers.
Yeah, I know. I'm just saying.
Yeah, like, I match up stuff out at the gas station with, you know. You know what I mean? One day I had this jogging suit on, but it was some stuff in the gas station that really matched it. Glasses and all.
Wow.
Yeah. And I would go in the club and stand right next to whoever and get more attention. Yeah. So it really don't matter where it come from. You can actually have, it's sauce, you know, I got more sauce than a 3-day barbecue. You know what I mean?
Quotable.
Where's the Bible?
Quotable.
Come on, you guys get that Big Facts Bible out. We need y'all to sign it.
Yeah. So I love fashion, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's one of the things that I was able to obtain broke. You're like, boy, you ain't got no money, so I look good. You know what I'm saying? So that's how I was coming up.
Have you ever thought about developing your own clothing line?
I did, but mentally I wasn't ready again. You know what I'm saying? These things take time, and like, you got to really put your mind to these things. And all these blessings that I was blessed with, I was never able to venture off into because of, you know, the use of drugs, and also, you know, the use of drugs, it leads to the wrong friends, the wrong environment. So it wasn't just the drugs. I started hanging with the wrong people. I picked the wrong girl to date. I picked the wrong best friend. You know what I mean? So if I could tell a person that's in the industry and you're young, it's not just the drugs that you have to overcome. It makes you pick everything wrong.
The wrong surrounding.
Because you're high. You know what I mean? And once you're high, you just, man, I don't think that you get to dance with the angel in the devil's den. You know what I mean? I don't think you're prone to the best things, you know, doing the worst things. You know what I mean? So once you kick that, you know, and there's no way around it. Drugs are not good, man. You can't. I can't tell you. But you know, it's kind of like, it's messed up because hip hop is built around.
That's what I was gonna say. You know what I'm saying? If you in the studio kicking that, you're probably gonna be the only one kicking.
Yeah, you. But guess what? You'll be the only one live till you 80 and 90. Mm. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know. So if you want longevity in life, and what God got to offer, man, drugs ain't it, man. And eventually, it's coming down. Trust me.
Do you feel like marijuana is drugs, like, for people? If somebody wake and bakes every day and they don't ever participate in no other type of drugs.
Well, my name's Dro.
Right.
So right now at this age, I think it's levels to everything. Mm-hmm. If you're young and you know, in moderation when you're older, like, you know, I wouldn't say it's a bad drug, but it makes me now, if I, you know, once I got older, it makes me feel like, well, I want to go work on building something. Like, oh, I want to go, if I got a dog, I want to go in the backyard and build him a doghouse. If I smoke a blunt, I'm going to be like, well, I'll build it tomorrow. You know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah.
Because of how it relaxes.
Is it a gateway, though?
Yes. Because eventually you're going to get tired of just, you know what I mean? Because especially if you know, smoking one every 5 minutes, you know what I mean? After a while, you're like, well, get a drink. And then when you had a drink, you'd be like, now once your mind is altered with the drink, somebody can walk in and offer you something. And then you don't have the right mind to say no, you know, because you're drunk. You know what I mean? So, yeah, a little bit. But a junkie told me, bro, mid-Jan, I was in Kimberly Court, and I think I was 13, and I was smoking the blunt. She was like, okay, now. She said, after that, you're going to want something else. Might not be today. She was like, and eventually, it was something else. You know what I mean? So that's why I just cut it all out. Because when I first went to rehab, the lady was like, so what you not going to do? Stop doing? I was like, oh, I'm going to smoke weed. You feel me? And then when I got in there, I was like, well, maybe weed ain't all that no more. You know? Yeah. And, you know, so, yeah.
That's what's up. So what are the goals moving forward that you have? I know you said like family is important and, you know, reestablishing your name and your brand, but deeper down in that Dro subconscious, like, I know there's some big shit in there that you want to do. And I know there's some things to be done before you get there. Yeah. But just give us a little bit of it.
I want my own record label, which is an indie label that I'm starting with my cousin, you know, my cousin Duty Too Rich. My cousin Ye Shay, and my cousin Skunk. And it's just like, I wanted to be family orientated because I wanted to be able to have the trust of me taking you on a journey without bombarding you with money and saying that I could, you know what I'm saying? I want somebody with me that know that, you know, we're going to start out without, you know what I'm saying? Without, you know what I'm saying? Like, without all the shrubbery around it and, you know, just work from the ground up. And I have a TV show that I'm editing right now called Atlanta Bad Girl Booty Camp, which is
Atlanta Bad Girl Booty Camp.
I bet you can't say that three times fast.
Atlanta Bad Girl Booty Camp. Okay, all right.
Me and my sister Trey, man. Trey, we from Joyland, man. And she just got a bunch of girls together, and we decided to shoot a reality show. And actually, I'm the executive producer on it. And I'm also in it, you know what I'm saying? Me, Trey, and Brian, and Marcelo. It's actually being edited and bust all the way down to, I got the trailer be coming out in like a couple of weeks. And it's about just empowering women of, you know, different walks of life. Some strippers, some are, some sell plates. Some, you know what I'm saying?
It's real life shit.
Real life shit.
Some places is it. Yeah.
And we are venturing. we venturing off into Atlanta to where most celebrities wouldn't be seen, you know, or, you know, I don't glorify being in places that I don't supposed to be, but it's also a place that I go that most people just won't go because, you know what I mean?
Facts.
Yeah, so I'm going to actually give you a part of Atlanta from my point of view, from my eyes, you know what I mean? Yeah. And so we go around, we might have a kickball game or, you know what I'm saying, we might have a spelling bee, you know what I'm saying? We might have a lot of things that we're trying to put out. And the reason why I do this is because I want to take it to Zeus and try to get it. Once we get done, I'm going to take it up to Zeus or whatever network want to pick it up. So the women can actually, I believe that it can be another Cardi B, and I would love to be a part of a woman actually being a phoenix coming out the ashes and prevailing in life.
Yeah, yeah.
Have you ever had that feeling like this your last shot, Dro?
Yeah. Yeah. It always hunts me that this could be it. You know what I mean? But that goes back to what God gives you. It can't be it. You know what I mean? If not this, then something.
But I feel like if you think that way, you won't go back. You know what I'm saying? Like, shit, I ain't got no more try. Thank you, God, for giving me one more. You know what I'm saying?
I'm not gonna fuck this
you gotta
up.
Take advantage of this one. You know what I'm saying? When you out, nigga always thinking, like, I can do something later. That shit kind of fuck you up. You know what I'm saying? Like, I can get clean later, or I can goddamn, I can drop a tape next year. Or, you know what I'm saying?
That's what I did with The Habit. That it was about to be it. You know what I mean? That was, when I went out there, bro, it was nothing else I can come up with.
Yeah.
I was leaning on my own understanding. I was trying to make sense of it. And if you caught me out on my habit, me and you got to arguing because I didn't want you to call me out. Like, I wanted to be able to notice my problem before you. Yo, you need to get it together. Man, chill. I'll do it in a minute. You know what I'm saying?
Don't tell me what to do.
Don't tell me what to do. Right. You know what I'm saying? But exactly. But when I left, bro, we was running down the street. I was like, that's it. I was like, I don't got any more solutions. Mm. You know what I'm saying? I gotta get in the solution instead of looking for one. Mm. You know what I'm saying? So that's what I did, man. And when I went, bro, for the first month, bro, I probably cried every session. Mm. You know what I mean? Because they was just pulling stuff. I'm like, well, I didn't know that was, you know what I'm saying, part of the reason. They were like, yeah, man, you just dig. And they was making me act out how I act. They asked me how much money I spent. And once I sat down and had a clear mind, seen the numbers that I was coming up with, I was like, yeah, I'm glad I came out here. And if I wouldn't have came, y'all probably would be talking about rest in peace, Dro. You know what I mean? Because right now, fentanyl is just everywhere. And you can get your hands on it and it can actually damage. And I think that God didn't want my end all to be that, and also I didn't. Mm. You know what I mean? Mm. So, yeah, I felt like that was it.
What you feel like your purpose is now?
I want to teach habit. I want to teach music, but I also want to teach about the habit, you know, and black young men, and about getting help, man. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And being in a fellowship. I want to have a fellowship of, you know, it's going to sound corny to the average street person, but actually it'll save your life. You know what I mean? I want you
not being afraid to ask for help.
Yeah, and I want you to see it from a standpoint. Like, you know how preachers try it, or counselors in school, and they don't be, you know.
They ain't go through it.
I actually got bullet wounds and stuff like that you can
see. They're not relatable.
You know what I'm saying? That, you know, you a relatable person. Like, man, Dro did that. So, you know, I want to teach music and also teach about drugs. And that comes along with my book that I'm writing. It's called Rap. Mm-hmm. And it's about rap, but all of the stuff that was around it. Mm-hmm. You know, the shootouts and the friends and, you know, making it in the music business, keeping the same friends and how bad that could be. Mm-hmm. You know, you can be like, say for instance, this can be a spot and I'm the only rapper in here and the cops can come. You know what I mean? When the cops get here, everybody goes to jail, but only I'm going to get, you know, put on the news.
Mm-hmm. And the notoriety.
So you actually have a platform and you're using it for that. You know what I mean? That's the wrong way to do it. So I want to teach it and, you know, actually be a role model for my kind. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, that's dope.
Young Dro, man. Well, Dro, we proud of you, man. You know, continue to embark upon your journey. You know, you got support here if you need it. You know what I'm saying? You are family. Mm-hmm. Is there anything you just want to say to the Big Facts supporters and the Dro supporters before you slide?
Oh, man, the new stuff coming out, you know what I mean? I just dropped a mixtape on my own. You know what I'm saying? Redline is my new record label, Redline Music Group. Okay. Me and Sierra got that. And we dropped in February. And me and Zaytoven is actually working on our project.
It's going to be hard.
It should be coming out. Well, our first single will be at the end of May called Munyuns. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Munyuns is like another word for cash and racks.
Money.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So we got Munyuns coming out. This song, everybody have Munyuns. You know what I'm saying? Mm. And the name of our project is going to be called Recovery. You know what I'm saying? It's going to be from the eyes of a person that was just like you, standing like, you know what I mean? So it won't be too shabby, you know what I'm saying? Mm. Oh, I ain't listening to that. Oh, you going to listen to me, Carl? If not, I'll out-rap your ass. Mm.
Then watching somebody like Gucci and him going in and coming out, kind of, did that inspire you too?
Listen, man, Gucci got out, bro. Me and Gucci like this now. You know what I'm saying? Like, he, like, but you know, when he first was on his journey, he reached out to me and I wasn't really ready. And boy, he started going out. I ain't fucking with you, goddamn boy. You ain't focused. I can't let you get me back. You feel what I'm saying? Every day we talked, and you know what I'm saying. And then once I went on and got straight, I didn't call him to let him know, oh, well, I did this. I just wanted him to see. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So, you know, that's a big supporter of mine, and And it's a great thing to follow. That's why one of the reasons why I went and did it, because I was able to relate to him.
Right.
See, that's what I was doing. Yeah.
You know. Mm-hmm. And I know when he see this, he's gonna be like, oh, he went.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But mm-hmm. I appreciate him a lot, man. Him and Keisha. Yeah. They went from trying to get me straight, and I lied to him, and and it started showing that I wasn't. Yeah. And Instagram really was showing them. Mm. They was looking like, they was like, huh, nigga, you ain't straight. You know what I'm saying? All of a sudden, then I was like, okay, let me just cut the Instagram stuff off and all social media off and actually get the help. So I'm doing the work right now. You know what I mean? I appreciate you guys calling me out to show. You know what I mean? What's going on?
Nah, we're gonna check in on you. We're gonna push for you and pray for you, King.
Yeah, appreciate it.
Appreciate you pulling up on our game.
Big shouts out to Dro pulling up to Big Facts, www.bigfactspod.com.
Yes, salute.
Sir. You're listening to Big Facts with Big Bank and DJ Scream. Follow Big Facts on social media at Big Facts Pod. Big Bang and DJ Scream bring you Big Facts.
Hey, man, it's all the way up.
Ladies and gentlemen.
That merch in.
Yes.
Yeah, that's right. www.bigfactspod.com.
Yeah.
With the real ones one time. Y'all come get y'all some of this merch, man.
Bigfactspod.com.
Let's get it.
Get that merch right now. Shop with us.
It's all the way up. Big Fat merch.
It's going down.
Visit the new website today. www.bigfactspod.com. Visit now.
Managing your diabetes just got easier. The powerful new Dexcom G7 lets you see your glucose numbers on your compatible watch and phone without finger sticks. And because Dexcom G7 is the most accurate CGM system, you can be confident in your food, exercise, and medication decisions. And all those decisions can lead to big results, like more time in range and lower A1C. Get started at Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com/compatibility.
This is Amy Brown from Four Things with Amy Brown. Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways that healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
You ever get the feeling the city walls closing in, the concrete jungle suffocating your soul? You crave wide open spaces, the chance to connect with nature, maybe chase some elk, fish a private stream. Well, listen up. There's a whole world out there, and finding your own piece of it just got easier. Head over to land.com. They've got ranches, forests, mountains, you name it. Search by acreage, location, the kind of hunting or fishing you dream of. Land.com. It's where the adventure begins.
We went from normal life, healthy child, to acute lymphoblastic leukemia, or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy, and we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.